So, Bob, are you surprised with some of the things you heard listening to Revelations again? Or not again, because the first time you was when you experienced it. So you're re-listening to it for the first time, correct?
Yes. I would say I was listening to it for the first time. I don't think I remembered any of it or something, or it became more coherent, the whole thing. It actually, it became so understandable, it shrunk. You know, once you know something, it shrinks, sort of. It's not so overwhelming. I think I shrunk it all.
Was Brian talking about them a little bit last night, the revelation?
Yeah, we went into the lampstands. I thought that he didn't know what the lampstands meant.
But talking about them in the sense that they're worthwhile getting and it really, you know, exciting. Oh, yes, and you even said that people have no idea that it's talking about today and the 9/11 and the Twin Towers and everything
right.
is right there revealed.
And that the New York was before, you know, way back there, before Egypt, so to speak, something like that, even though that was a way of just getting out of your sense of time. And where you thought you arrived here in the 21st century. New York is somehow radiating before everything.
But it was Babylon. It's Babylon.
Yeah, it was Babylon. And the idea that Moses and them were going around the desert with the cloud. Well, they had computers, Ian said, not exactly like we have, I think. But they would have gotten it from New York City.
Didn't Ion also state in Revelations that a cycling of events, and it's happened over and over again, but that this time it was the 9/11 event that making things different?
It's lined up. It's finally lined up. Finally.
Well, what's that mean to line something up? You know, what's lined up? The ducks in a row? Doesn't mean anything. Say it's lined up.
Okay. Superfluous alignment.
Well, what is engaged in alignment?
Some say the stars, some say time, some say the linking of the genome of the cycle. The Mayans said it was their calendar. Little Man tries to think it's something scientific. They are always trying to connect the dots at some level. And so all of those things are the superfluous it that we refer.
So can we say on the iondom level that we've got the RNA drops, we've got the eye cell, we have the radiation, we have the explosion of 9/11, we have the fear base of the people, that all those things are now lined up for a different layering of the same cycle. For what purpose?
Katy Perry told you, for the perfect storm.
And then the perfect storm, is that something that is kind of necessary to push us into then our level of ascension?
It's a vacuum. It won't push you out of the boat. You got to jump.
Okay, so we still have to participate. At the final point when we want to be pushed, we have to make the jump to reach our ascension point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because the harder we push, the more you hang on tight. So
yeah,
we say, forget you, and then they say, oh, you're not going to leave me. Boosh. Next thing you know, you're in the water and it's not that cold.
How can we push?
We're not supposed to push, but let me tell you a story. Old Man Winter. He's got his great big castle sitting in the sky. And then you have Mr. Sunshine, and they decided which one was the most powerful. And they said that they could make the little old man take his coat off. The old man Winter says, oh, I got this. I'm going to make the wind blow so hard it'll blow the coat off of him. And instead, the man just doubled his efforts to get it tighter and tighter and tighter because the wind was so cold and bitter. Mr. Sunshine said, you're probably going to win. You're probably going to win. And he warmed up everything so nice till his man got all nice and hot, comfortable, and yummy. He easily slipped that coat right off and refused to put it back on. So you do it that way in a vacuum. You ease it into the ascension place.
Okay, don't talk so fast. the big metaphor is priming the pump, which you say is the key to cold fusion and a lot of interaction in the suction. Could you slowly explain what a priming the pump is? Do you just put water at the top pump and that somehow communicates with the water down in the well?
No. The water, the moisture, the hydrogen in the water sets the pump so it can create a vacuum, which pulls it like energy. It pulls it to you, not away from you. You don't push energy, you pull it.
You're
something
talking,
that carries a load.
This is a complicated
something carries a load.
Visualization. You know, you're just talking.
You'll
about
never
that.
Get it, Bob. You don't.
No,
you won't
I want
get
to make
it.
Ion slow down.
No, but we
and,
get
hey,
it.
Hey, you shut up. You don't.
We get
know.
It. We get it. We get
you
it.
You don't get it. The thing is, there's this pipe with a well.
Bob, you have to do your own research and figure out
I
what
did.
A vacuum means
I looked
and what.
At, I know that stuff.
It's a suction. It's like a straw. It's like how a straw works, Bob. And you just don't get it. So you can't yell at ion because you don't get it.
I do get it. I want to see if you guys get it. Straw.
If you don't have moisture in your mouth, a straw won't work. If you have a dry mouth, a straw won't work. You have to have moisture in your mouth at the top of the
yeah.
straw.
Yeah, so how do you get the moisture?
Change the pressure.
Hey, don't go roaring on. We're going to have a new improved ion from this point on. You keep going along, not doing each phase. So you put a little water at the top of the pump. How do you make that wet? Do you just splash water on it?
You put the RNA drops in your body or in the environment.
No, don't bring. I'm talking about a mechanical
pump. Well, that's
pump.
What we're working toward
okay.
is we're priming the
I'm
pump.
I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute you.
You can't. This is a problem. So
you be careful. We'll
your...
mute you, Bob. Then you'll
yeah.
have it. It'll be a new improved ion for sure. We'll put you back to sleep like you were
ion.
Earlier. We'll get you out of the mess. That's what we'll
do. The way you talk yourself. Look at that. I go, that. So why does the liquid at the top of the straw affect the liquid at the bottom of the straw?
It's like it. So it's drawn to it.
It's the hydrogens?
No, it's more physicality. It's like osmosis, maybe. It's like
well,
there's
it's
liquid
like
at the top and liquid
hydrogen.
At the bottom, and the higher amount of liquid moves to the lesser amount through the vacuum because the world doesn't like a vacuum. It
the higher amount of liquid.
At the bottom.
Okay, so, Ian, you have water at the bottom, and you got a dry top.
No, you don't have a dry top. You have water at the top.
You're not. Hey, stop interrupting. I'm going to do this step by step. So you have water at the bottom, and then you have a dry pump, and you start pumping the thing, the little apparatus. Nothing will happen unless you wet the top rim.
Right.
And it communicates
that's correct.
The water at the bottom.
No, it doesn't.
And makes
it doesn't
the water
communicate.
Come
too many words. Slow down a minute. You're going to have a new improved ion. Slow down. Here's what happens. Once you have moisture at the top, it changes the level of the pressure, the gravitational pressure that's pushing down on the surface of the bottom of the well. When that's wet at the top, it changes the amount of pressure, so the stuff in the bottom of the well goes up the straw because the world is pushing down on the top of the well to the bottom of the well, forcing the fluid to the where the fluid is at the top, making the meat. That's the premise of a primed pump.
Making the meat?
Making the meat together.
Oh.
Meat together.
So there's air going down the pipe, and that's gravity. If you interrupt
No. The air is from the going down to the earth. It's not in the straw. It's around the straw.
So it's around the straw, around the pipe, but there's no hole. You know, the pipe.
Okay. Don't get distracted. Keep it simple. Stay on point, Bob, so you can get this. Just be real focused here. Specifically, you have a well. And it has an opening. You have inside it a pipe or a straw, as it were. And there's pressure on the outside of that straw. When you put fluid at the top of the straw, not the pipe, then what happens is you make more of an equilibrium, which will draw the fluid from the bottom of the well to the meet the upper part of the straw because the pressure from the outside world is pushing down on the surface water, forcing it up the straw, basically.
Oh, the pressure goes down, not inside the straw, goes down around it.
Yes, that's correct.
And pushes the bottom up.
That's correct. And Carolyn's saying that that's why there's two U's in vacuum, because you got to have a place it comes from and a place it goes to, and both those U's have to
be
the same.
No. Don't, too many words. So this is the interplay between you and you? Right? So you wet one U, and it'll draw the other U towards it.
They will meet.
And that wetness is caused by spiritual insight, by joy or something. What is the wetting?
RNA drops.
No. Just normal situation between you and you.
Knowing.
What is the mechanism that sucks one you to the other Sue? What is the wetness?
Well, if you get the two Sues together, it would be ascension.
You talking about Sky Goddess Sue or just Sue?
You said Sue. That's why we said Sue.
I think he meant you.
Yeah, the two U's.
Well, if you can't get along, you can always sue.
Well, when you have two U's, you have the distance between you and you. Is one physical and one non-physical, or are they both physical?
It makes no never mind. It depends. It can be two non-physicals. It can be three physicals. You know, you have no limitation because there aren't limits within you.
So the you and you has basically duality happening?
Hindaically speaking, yes.
So what experience helps people, their two U's, come together in the suction pump metaphor?
A nice single malt scotch helps.
Well, that would be physical enjoyment.
Maybe, until you had too much and then you get sick, then it's not enjoyment.
So then the
Stasis balances is a coitus interruptus.
The stasis balances coitus interruptus.
Do.
Is coitus interruptus a problem for the pump to be primed to move the water to the top?
It's where you have a hole in the straw. Coitus interruptus would be the same as having a hole in the straw. Like an extra hole where
you can't
lose.
Work.
Correct. Very good. So it equalizes the outside pressure and the inside pressure of the straw, so it can't maintain an elevation of the fluid up the pipe.
If there ever was a time, it doesn't sound like there would be, where there was the first pump, how did the first human realize they had to wet the top? Did they do it by accident to make the water come up?
It was inverted from a pond where they were increasing the foot-pounds of pressure, where you take a pond at the, up on a high hill, and you take a 42-inch pipe, and then you reduce it down to a 3/4-inch pipe, then you have about 150 to 200 foot-pounds of pressure. That increased pressure or volume then became increased because you were choking it down from a pushing process. So then they realized that if that was the case, it would also push it up. So then, very quickly, they realized that they could push water up the hill, and the next thing you know, they invented straws. It's good for holding semen, too, for artificial insemination.
How did they realize that? What was the, without all that math, how did they realize it went up? Just because it did?
Well, they just watched bulls mate, and that's how it worked.
So someone made a pump and started trying to pump it, and nothing came up because there was no liquid on the rim at the upper part.
And is that like siphoning gas from a gas tank with a hose, and you have to suck on it with your mouth first?
That's precisely the way you're equalizing the pressure. But you don't have to do that. If you just get the hose lower than the tank itself, it will naturally flow to it same way.
Oh, if you put it down lower, it'll go downhill.
Yes, and what it's doing now is it's going downhill because the pressure on the inside is less than the pressure outside. Downhill can be higher than the pond. Downhill
can
be higher
than the pond. Why talk so fast? Real slow, step by step, because nobody can follow the rapidity you're saying it. We're trying to visualize it. It's almost like you have to talk fast for you to understand it.
Now, do you know, Ion said before, there's too many ideas. Just trying to get one out, there's 100 more crowding behind.
He can't stop it. it's like iron doesn't understand it. He has to say it rapidly to get it all out because he doesn't know the parts either.
No, it's not an understanding. It's just there. So do you want to hear that again, Bob?
Yeah, let's hear him do it slowly. Don't even remember what he was talking about.
When you have the pond above and you have a hose, then the water's just going to flow down the hose.
Yeah. Now you want to make it go up. You take the hose up a hill, and you just have to lick the end at the top of the hill, and the water will come up.
Or reduce the circumference of the pipe that it's flowing through, and the pressure will increase and force it higher than the pond, because you have all of the atmosphere pushing down on the upper surface of the pond.
The first phrase was reduce the circumference of the pipe. How do you do that?
Just put a smaller hose size in.
Start with a large hose and keep making it smaller, 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 smaller.
Smaller than the hole at the bottom?
Right. Start with one end of the pipe 6 inches and the other one is a quarter inch.
But, Bob, is that important for the priming the pump analogy, or are we getting off track?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm just trying to figure out when we get it.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this relate to cold play, this action? Or we don't want to admit that in public.
You haven't secured all of Russia yet, Bob. It's a bit premature.
Okay, so...
Well, you say, okay, but then you turn right around and you blow up the Ukraine, and now you want to talk about it? Okay, it's all right with that.
Yeah, go on all about me doing it. I certainly didn't do it.
But doesn't priming the pump relate to humans, too, and the intake of the RNA drops, like I was saying earlier?
It does. It does.
Yeah, so it's important on that level, Bob.
Okay. Make it fit the metaphor.
So now, are you going to bring us all back to artificial insemination yet with the straws, or is that too much?
No.
Is that too far yet?
No, that's too far. So what is it about this wetting one end that makes the you and you come together? Is it like the basic suction of the universe?
No, it's like lining up the cervix. You have to line the cervix up perfectly in order for insemination to be complete. It doesn't matter how good you are at it or how big your pipe is. If the cervix don't line up, you won't achieve creation.
Well, that's a particular application. This priming the pump, when I was listening to Revelation, I think that's where I heard it, struck me as the basic cause of motion in the universe, in the world.
Oh, the 14 degrees of freedom starts within the angel chart.
That's just aspects of movement.
No, there is no suction. There's only vacuums. Vacuums don't suck. Only loose women suck.
Is there a vacuum in the prime the pump story?
No.
Where's the vacuum come in? Thought I heard the vacuum was the area, the space in between.
That's what you're describing as the vacuum, but you didn't say it as the vacuum. You described that as the sucking part, and we don't say it doesn't suck. We say it pushes. We say it doesn't suck. We say it's pushed. We're saying Humpty Dumpty didn't fall off the wall. He was pushed.
And he was pushed by this interplay between the lip and the bottom of the well?
No, the pressure on the outside was pushing down, so he had to fall off the wall.
So when you're on a wall, pressure pushing down will knock you off.
By forcing you up. Always higher elevation.
How does it force Humpty Dumpty up higher off the wall?
He was so high when he fell, that was his trouble.
Well, he got a higher wall?
It pushed him up higher, and he fell off.
The wall grew up?
Here at the wall.
How did he get going up if he's just sitting on a cement wall?
The wall keeps growing higher, higher, higher. The pressure keeps pushing further. And the more it goes, the higher it goes. The more pressure there is, the faster it goes. And then it's 32 feet per second going the opposite way. The next thing you know, the velocity alone will knock your hair off.
So you say there's no gravity?
That's correct.
So what you're describing, there's no gravity involved.
No, it's basically an equalization of pressures, not gravity. The equalization of pressures. There's
okay,
a difference.
So pressure. What is a pressure? Everything is made up of ratios of pressure?
If you sling a punch and you give somebody a black eye, is that gravity that blacked their eye? No, it was the force of your fist on their face, of where your fist stopped. That's
that would be pressure. You call
contusion.
That pressure.
Yeah. The sudden change in pressure in your face bloodied your nose.
Is there another way of defining pressure? Is that contact?
Contrast.
Contrast is pressure. Pressure relationships.
Sometimes situation ethics.
What caused the differences in pressure in human experience?
The fall of man.
So there's no night in the ascension continent where those who are ascended, where they live, there's no darkness, right?
That's
no night.
Correct. In a land that is fairer than day, and by faith you can see it afar.
So there's less pressure in the ascension, we'll call it the ascended continent.
Yeah, I remember the song we sing it, Under Pressure. Dun, 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 dun.
Right, so when we have frequency, we have frequency, magnetism, duality, polarity, and maybe vibration. And you got those five words, we left out the word pressure. Pressure is the thing that is the relationship between those five aspects.
Yes, but you're going to quickly change and make pressure a thing, and right now it's just an aptitude.
So how's an aptitude? Is that a frequency?
No, we're going to stop all this and going to say, look at number one. What number one does is he takes all that stuff that he is and applies the good parts that he wants and turns it into something. And then he's able to use that thing and makes another thing.
Is there pressure involved there?
No, but the contrast is what causes him to make a better mousetrap.
Is contrast pressure?
It's the desiring for another outcome.
Does the ascended person experience pressure?
No, and that's why he's so good at it, because it's getting simpler and simpler and simpler. The problems are larger and larger, and he overcomes them more quickly and easily. And that's what you see time and time and time again. And now you're having to make up stuff.
Why do you say Ruth is the new number one? Are you talking about another category, a new Olympic competition?
A triathlon, yes.
It's a different event than what Chad is number one in.
That's correct.
So Ruth, she brings in an aberrant factor, an oddness.
You're fixing to see, we've had to keep it quiet for another little bit because they're gifts that she knows that she ain't talking because we told her don't say nothing. And unlike you, she doesn't say anything.
Well, we would not have you if I had kept quiet.
Well, don't tell anybody, for Pete's sake.
No, I tell everybody as much as possible.
No, say it's not so.
So Ruth is another level of human pressured existence. Chad does not engage with that reality that Ruth
did. They did a
point.
Little bit of it. A little bit of the light of Zartha in Men in Black 8 or 9 or 20 or something.
Is Ruth maybe getting to the non-pressured being?
The light of Zartha.
But can you answer, is Ruth becoming more the non-pressured being in what she's experiencing?
Yes, and the way to say that is the light of Zartha.
Okay.
Why do you
That's
say, okay,
example,
John,
because
what
different.
Is the light?
Because it's
is that
different.
A person?
Google it.
Google
it. Google it.
I got the yes, Bob. I'm just interested in the yes, and we can research the other.
You'll not research this. Is everybody delighted with the way the questioning is going?
Well, since we finally got you back to the show, it's delicious, Bob.
Is it interesting to you people what we're doing? You're watching a genius, Bob, ask and find things, learn from this, what I'm doing here, right? It's a marvel. It's a ninth wonder of the world to watch Bob carefully probe Ion.
And how Carolyn tries to keep things in line.
Carolyn interrupts with her patience,
always
bashes around like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, Ion, you and me.
Hey, but at least she knows what cervix are, and she can probably get around with our artificial insemination, but that's more we can say for you, our Bob.
You guys are witnessing the basic competition between man and woman here. Yeah, Carolyn.
You got to know what cervix are before you're competing.
No, I'm going at another level.
Hey, Carolyn, what's a cervix?
Look at it this way. Carolyn is Chad, and I'm Ruth in our questioning method.
I'd say the opposite.
What, you're Ruth and I'm Chad?
Yeah.
No, that's too obvious. There's something different going on here. So pressure, let's focus on pressure. Ruth has a less pressured reality than Chad, or you don't like that idea?
Nope, that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Can we bring pressure into the relationship, the comparison?
No, pressure has nothing to do with it.
So pressure does not engage in between frequency. What are the five words? Frequency, polarity, duality, magnetism, and vibrational proximity. Are those the five qualities?
You forgot ice cream.
What is that, raw mystery?
Basically, the thrill of that thing you must have that you don't even know what it tastes like. You realize you eat ice cream so fast you don't even know what it tastes like. That in itself is a whole esoterical response, that you eat it so fast that you don't even taste it, yet you must get it down your throat hole immediately. And the faster you eat, the faster it goes down, the faster it goes down, the faster you eat. The next thing you know, it's gone, and you go, wait a minute, where did my $20 go?
Isn't that the non-physical eating the ice cream? My non-physical is communicating with the non-physical of the ice cream.
It connects, yes. What you're craving, though, is the lipids. And that particular ice cream is very special because the lipid level is probably two times normal what you get. So it's pretty good.
Okay, so maybe we should do this. I'm going to bring up the Emerald Tablet. And I made a big discovery the other day. And let's break this apart. I actually would like to play the recording to show whether you said something different. But maybe we don't need to do that. This is, we'll try to bring pressure into this. So I come up, we bring the Emerald Tablets, the Crystal Links. Then you go down to the last tablet. Supplementary tablet 15, Secret of Secrets.
You're saying the crystallinks.com website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you scroll down to the middle. I'm going to replay what I sort of remember happened and come to the same point. Know ye are threefold in nature, physical, astral, and mental in one. I think at that time we did it, which would be going on 6 years ago, you said you can't line up physical, non-physical, and labyrinth of the mind with physical, astral, mental. Do you agree that you can't lay those three categories on the other three?
Correct, but you missed the point. It's on Earth. Man is in bondage, bound by space and time to the Earth plane. Encircling each planet, a wave of vibration binds him to his plane of unfoldment. Yet within man is the key to releasement. Within man is freedom be found.
Well, you can go on, but I'm trying to find that. Is that below the line or above it?
Well, as you said, it's halfway.
No, where I was. I have to go up to find out where you were speaking. Didn't find it up above, so it must be below. And
right above, calm, let thy mind be, at rest be thy body, conscious only of freedom from flesh. That's the bondage that you're trying to find.
I failed to communicate. I can't find it.
Just go down a little bit further on the page, maybe three paragraphs or so, Bob.
Yeah, I got way down there. One, two, three. It's like six paragraphs, sections down.
Yeah.
So you're bringing in this on Earth, man in bondage. Does that involve pressure, bound by space and time to this plane? Is there pressure there?
No, that's what your condition is. It's not pressurized, it's your condition. That's the frustration that you can't find it on the page. Now, that's not pressure, but it's causing you pressure. But then you say, no, it isn't. I just let somebody find it for me. Okay, so it could be pressure, but that's based on how you gauge it.
Yeah, you're going on too much. What has this sentence, man is in bondage, got to do with the three categories?
You're not being able to find it on the page. You're in bondage.
No, 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 forget that.
It was that it's an earth, something about being on the
Ion
physical
makes
earth.
Judgments. He interrupts with judgments.
It's okay.
No,
it was about being on earth, Bob.
No. You got physical, astral, mental. Physical is physical. Astral is non-physical, and mental is labyrinth of the mind. Why can't you make those three match up?
Because you have to have the key to releasement.
The key to releasement. That phrase anywhere is in this?
It's the next sentence after the on-earth sentence. Yet within man is the key to releasement.
Oh, yeah, right. Why bring up that ion?
It answers your question.
No, it doesn't. It's another phrase, which requires another interpretation.
You asked, is there pressure? Is there pressure?
No, no, I'm not asking. I'm asking you why. No, you're not paying attention. Why can't physical match with physical, astral with non-physical, and mental with labyrinth of the mind, the threefold in nature?
It can.
Okay, good. Because it seems that you at first say no for your particular childish reasons at the time we're doing the session, and then later you do match it up.
You're making a judgment, Bob.
Yes, and I am with Ion. Because he brings that out.
Okay, and then we would jump ahead to this part, which explains, encircling each planet, a wave of vibration binds him to his plane of unfoldment. Yet, here's the next part, yet within man is the key to releasement. Within man may freedom, no pressure.
That's another idea. That's about being released. I'm looking at the three natures. Let's just stay with the three natures. Don't jump ahead to paragraph six, because the next thing is, after physical, astral, mental, we now have physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of mind. Three are the qualities of each of the natures. So there's three qualities of physical, three qualities of non-physical, and three qualities of labyrinth of mind. Is that what that's saying?
Basically, yes.
Then you go into the physical are these channels. The blood which moves in vertical motion, reacting on the heart to continue its beating. So that's the circular motion.
That's pressure and the straw and the pressure.
In that circular action, the vertical motion involves
in
pressure.
In the vertical motion, it makes it, the vortex is a big at the top and little at the bottom, increasing
pressure
to make it pump.
Okay. The next part, magnetism, which moves through the nerve paths, carrier of energies to all cells and tissues. I think later in the course of that tablet you say the magnetism goes to the extremities, to the fingers.
Yeah, and that's probably a typo. They really mean magnesium, but don't tell Dr. Dean.
Didn't you say that was linear, Bob, the magnetism?
Ion kind of says it's linear, goes from the center of the body to the outer extremities. It's not a circular motion.
It's an equal plane.
Does the word ganglia, is it the synaptic ganglia are part of that?
If it can be, unless, but it's not like a ganglion cyst. See, it's a different kind of thing with feelers that reach out. That doesn't have to be necessarily linear. It could be ganglion if all the ganglia are within the same plane. But that's not always the case, so you have to be very quick.
Right,
very
okay.
Quick.
That's enough. That's enough.
Straighten that out.
You're going ahead. So look, so is the going
but
from...
But see, let me just say
no,
that.
No, no. Is the inner going to the outer? Is that an electronic on-off situation? On-off, on-off, on-off.
Always on, slightly off.
Is that a joke?
No.
So, Carolyn, are you going to stay within that? We're talking about magnetism. Stay within that topic.
Yeah, I'm just going to explain what happened there with the ganglion. ganglion relates maybe 10% to what you're asking. So ion had to answer it. He couldn't just say, no, forget the ganglion.
I'm just talking about the web of nerves.
Yeah. But ganglion doesn't really mean nerves necessarily all the time.
What does it mean?
Well, they're like feelers. You said, there's a ganglion fish. There's lots of definitions of it. So it was a distraction. So sometimes that's why you'll ask a question. There'll be a 10% possibility that it's related to your question. And that's what gets us mixed up, because he'll answer that because there's an answer there.
And then it's not long, and then you're talking about lining up cervix and on artificial insemination.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Right, right.
We're trying to make it simple.
We have to answer the question. We have to answer the
yeah.
question.
No, no, no. Well, Carolyn said a bunch of stuff and interrupted, and now we're...
No, no, it's not an interruption. It's just to say
it is to me.
Why we get distracted.
Yes.
And that's why I'll say, okay, that's a distraction.
I'll give you a better reason why you get distracted. The flow of words establishes a meaning, but each word has many meanings within it.
Right.
You know, this is what Don Thiel says is how you read Finnegan's Wake. It's the principle of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't determine the location at the same time as the velocity. Just taking the principle of uncertainty, you can't see two aspects of something, Ian. Is that a metaphor for duality or more than one movement, like the systole diastole of the heart?
No, no, no. But it's like the last thing that goes through the bug's mind when it hits
oh.
the car.
What's the last thing that goes through his mind?
It's butt.
Okay, back to magnetism is more on a linear
plane. No, no, yeah. So is it that the mind...
I try.
There's mind cannot figure it out. So we're starting off here with the handicap of using our minds to understand it. And the metaphor, the fact the mind can't understand it, it will understand half of it, but can't understand all of it, because the system is more than the mind can encompass.
This is
that
the secret
saying?
Whereby bondage shall be replaced by freedom for thee.
No, no, you're shifting to another. We don't need to go to other words.
So are you saying the mind is our bondage?
Do. It's your jailsman.
Well, the mind is writing out this paragraph with an attempt to communicate something. And the mind can't stick to the point.
Well, it can. You just won't have it. So there's the rub.
Well, why wouldn't one have it?
We have no idea. Why would you fall in the first place?
Yeah, it's like the mind will get distracted by all these multi-layers. That's all.
Okay, so we're going to pretend that we can grasp this.
I think that's what I do, Bob. I pretend that I can grasp it until then. Oh, it makes sense a few paragraphs further.
Yes, that's why you skip over the details.
Right.
Besides, that's where the devil is in the details.
Right. So magnetism is a different shape than the spiraling vortical blood. If we think of the blood as going in cycles, what is an image shape for the movement of the magnetism?
It's not going in cycles. It's going in circles.
The blood?
Yeah, the
yes.
vortex.
Circles.
No, vortex. It's different.
He just said circles, not cycles. It's not what he just said.
You're not cycling blood. You're pumping the blood circularly to circulation.
Okay.
Not
well,
a
my mind, a cycle
problem.
Is a cycle is a circle. You're saying no,
well, the cycle
it's not.
Is not. It's not. There's no aperture in circulation. There
okay.
is a cycle.
Is a cycle like a sinus wave?
If you have a positive integer, yes, but not every time, so we have to say never.
Okay, so what is the shape, the pictorial from the movement or non-movement of the magnetism? If it's not a circle, what is it? Is it sparks?
The light of Zartha. That's the only thing we can say that you'll get.
The light of Zartha. It doesn't matter what that means. What shape is it? Is it a square?
Well, he already said linear planes.
Well, that's a flat surface?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll call that a plane. Does it light up all at one time? There are spots, like an electronic grid, say? Is magnetism more simultaneity?
You're so close you can taste it, but it's a little acrid for us.
Well, that's good enough.
ask, is it faster than the speed of light or less?
Neither, because there is no speed of light. You don't even know the speed of light because it's time-based and there isn't any. So cyclically, it would be the same. That's why the speed of light
cyclically does not mean circle. But you meant cyclically, magnetism would be the same as the blood.
If there was a speed of light, light would stand still.
So that's simultaneity. So these are two different kinds of cyclicity.
And it's very good, Bob, because you've actually, believe it or not, this long, sinewy path that you've fallen down the well regarding actually brings back to the point of how a river flows, and it's all the river, all of it, like your flow, and then you can never step into this river at the same place. It's always a different river that's flowing in
okay,
the same spot.
So you get a plane, and you got a circle. That's the conic section. The plane crosses through the cone.
That was terrific of you, Bob.
So now we bring in the third thing, a casa which flows through channels subtle yet physical, completing the channels. Is that non-physical action?
Until it becomes physical. Because, see, you keep asking these questions and we answer them, but what happens when non-physical becomes all of you? Then it's going to be married together. That's why we jump down, passing through the barriers of the earth plane. That's what that's about.
So you became physical on March 18, 2009, and there was no more non-physical. There's just the after image, which is at present the middle ground and purgatory, where people transition into it while waiting.
Which many of those haven't occurred yet. See, you talk about them in the past perfect tense. Some of that purgatory hasn't even arrived yet. You've just now opened purgatory, and now you're talking about it like it was always, always, always. And it's just now opening.
Yeah, but there is no now. In the larger now, it always was open, you know, with those kind of thinking. You know, how it always was. Like, there is no March 18, 2009, right?
That's precisely correct.
Therefore, there's no timing for purgatory showing up later.
Until it does, and then you can get rid of it, and then you can bring it back, and then you can. You see, you're going. It's the cycle. It's the rat on the wheel, the hamster on the wheel, just running, 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 running. It's exercising, but it ain't going nowhere. So is that time? No, it's just running, running, running in place.
Okay, a casa which flows through channels, subtle yet physical, completing the channels, is a casa, because I'm laying out a visual image, the plane and the circle. We must include the non-visible, the non-visual. That's what a casa would be. You could say the ear or the non-visual, right?
But until you open Shambhala, you don't know that, see?
What's Shambhala?
We can say that. You act like you've never heard these tablets before.
No, I've heard the term, but I'm asking you right now what you would say Shambhala is.
It's who the key must be given to overcome the darkness that you call less than this.
The key of releasement?
We'd say the light of the sun, the light of the spirit.
The key to releasement. Okay, so back to these three factors. Is a casa non-visual?
Until you can see it, yes.
Are you going to ask about it being a cycle as opposed to circles and linear plane?
Right. What shape would a casa be? Would it be a square?
Ghostbusters.
Okay, so that has a marshmallow giant.
It's like a shape of a house.
That'd be the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man,
See, there's lots that goes on in the movie. So you go, Ghostbusters, what part of the movie are you referring to?
Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Okay, that big monster is the casa.
Is
and
the
an distraction.
I looked up cycle. Do you want the definition?
No, we don't need. I just keep it simple. A cycle is kind of.
It's not necessarily a shape, though.
I recognize that things complexify, but why don't we try to just get the three simple points of the physical, astral, mental, and their shapes to begin with. Then you can bring in all the fluctuations that semantics or mind quivering brings in. We can make real simple. The blood is a circle. The magnetism of plane, that's interesting. You can take the plane and cut, you know, in geometry, you cut the conic section and you do five different cuts and you get the five platonic solids. But there's this third factor, akasa, which is non-physical. And it flows through channels, subtle yet physical, completing the channels. Is the completion a form that completes the square, or the plane and the circle? It completes it by being the opposite, by being non-visible?
Well, you pass to the barriers of the deep hidden place.
You pass the barriers. Well, that's the chasm.
That's right. No, don't lose it. Don't say too many words. Just stop right there. And so, oh, chasm, and stop. And let's see if you know what chasm is. Is it a separation? Is it a gorge? Is it a ditch? Develop what that is and
it goes into non-visible. It goes into non-visible.
It would be the bottomless pit, the abyss, as you say it. Yes?
Yeah, it could be sound.
And then the state of Marshmallow Man could fill it up.
Basically.
How? How could that form, big puffy form, fill it?
You melt marshmallow, which is egg white.
Oh, okay, you melt it. You shape
it. And it becomes more voluminous, and it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows until it fills the space.
There's my candida.
Yay, we love your little candida. You can figure out a way to give people more candida. It'll fill up their space.
Yeah, thanks, Cal. Thanks for distorting.
Hey, we can talk about pickle brine, too. We talked about that for an hour while you were napping.
Is sound. So you've got the plane and the circle and sound in between. And sound is everywhere, which would be like melted marshmallow, right?
Yeah, fluff.
It's the glue. It's the peanut butter in the sandwich.
It can be, yes. The part that makes the macaroons stay together.
Is the chasm anything to do with the vacuum?
No.
Okay.
That's the next point. So you got the circle, you got the plane, and you got sound. Is there pressure that starts to relate the three?
Keys, let them be to those who come after, but only to those who seek my wisdom, for only for these am I the key and the way.
Okay, a big distraction. So I invite, let's see, who's here? I invite others to stick to what I'm talking about and ask your version of the questions. So go.
Oh, no, don't. No, Bobby, you're doing so good.
No. If we stay on topic and stick with it, keep it simple, we might get to a simple equation or something. I've got three factors. I've got the plane, and I've got the circle, and I've got acoustic space.
Yeah, but you just asked, what is it about what we've been talking about that makes them become physical, which is what we're aspiring to.
Okay. What prompted this was Sarah was talking about cycles. She was aware of patterns cyclical. So I thought, oh, that's the vortical circle. Because I thought a cycle was a circle. But it doesn't have to be a circle. But there's the circular part of Sarah, and then there's the planular. Ion talks about the planular. Mm. The planular part. So Sarah is made up abstractly of a circle and a plane with sound in between. Are you still here, Sarah?
Yeah.
If you abstracted what you really are, you're a circle and a plane. And you were feeling the circle part of yourself and calling it cycles. You were missing the simultaneous plane aspect in your description of yourself.
Right. Yeah,
that would be
probably
why
sometimes you feel a bit untethered.
From the circle or the plane?
The plane.
Because the plane would be, in a way, you being in touch with everything. Everything is pretty instant, simultaneous. Then you have the chasm, the gap caused by sound. It's a different form. It's not sighted image. not a simple shape. It's some other communication that goes in and out through the two points, the two forms. So that's what you're made up of. Now we would then have ion add on. We're going to complexify because the thing says there are three aspects of the mind, body.
Yeah, but there are nine.
Are they the gates? Or we don't want to go there yet. That's not relevant at this point. So there are three qualities to the circle. Right. Three qualities to the circle, three qualities to the plane, and three qualities to the sound.
And we're asking, how do you coalesce them all into the ascension picture we're talking about?
Would you bring in the prime pump suction action?
Too many words. Too many words. Too many words. Too many words. Slow it down. You'll never get anywhere from there. It's as simple as lining up the cervix. That's all it is.
To relate the three shapes.
Two.
You got the three factors, and then there's three qualities in each. Do they, each three parts of the three, get lined up?
Oh, Lord, Carolyn, this is a fool's errand to explain to him the lining up of cervix.
Well, let me ask it this way. You've got the cervix. When you're lining up the cervix with something, what is the something we're lining the cervix up with?
The straw that holds the semen for the artificial insemination.
What is our representation of the straw in the physical body?
The vacuum or flow that allows everything to draw to you. And the nine flavors, three in the physical, three in the astral, and three in the mind fuckery.
This straw vacuum that we're talking about, is that just a thought or a thinking or a will to do that? We need to know some exactness here.
We say we've given it to you, and y'all made it hard, so you add more flavors. If you just left it at vanilla, it would have been good, but now there's 9 million kinds, so we can deal with 9 million kinds, and we like the variety, but it seems to sometimes be confusing. We could just say, take the blue pill or the purple pill, and there you're done. Choose.
So you're saying we just choose. We just choose what we like. It's back to choosing what we like, enjoying what we like, and then throwing out what we don't like. Is that the basic of it?
It is until you make it more complex, which means all of a sudden when ascension becomes pure and you go, oh, wait a minute, if I do this and this, I get this, I want this more than that. The same thing would be the same way if you decided you want to sleep around, you want to sleep with everybody. We say, go ahead and do it. Then after a little while, you find that you'd rather sleep with one person more than everyone else. And then there it changes, so now you become monogamous.
So it's back to what we've talked about, but I think we're at a different level of it all. And what I'd say on the sort of on the physical medical level, that people kind of get activated in their three, blood circles because they start feeling their body when they're waking up, the magnetism, they get all tingly, and the sound, you know, they get tinnitus. There's all representations that people will say, oh my gosh, I'm getting ringing in my ears, I don't know what it is, and then they take everything that the tingling that's waking them up and everything and make it a bad thing, and then they ruin their whole possibility of ascending.
Well, I'll go back to Sarah. When she thinks in cycles, that's more the eyeball. The eye traces a duration, and it's called a circle. There's also the instantaneous part of her body, which might be the autonomic. That would be the magnetic plane. Mm-hmm. So if she images herself as a circle and including the simultaneous, Sarah, when you look at Finning's Wake, they emphasize the fact the book comes back to the front. It's a circle.
And the circle, let me just say that I see it as a visual eyeball because
right. You
can see your veins. You can see.
Yeah, okay. It's seen. What people miss in Finning's Wake is the simultaneity of every page in touch with every other page, and there's no duration to go from one page to page 300.
There's no mitigation.
Or duration. So when she thinks in terms of cycles, That's the eyeball. That's the circle.
Yeah.
Then she has to think in terms of the proprioceptive, the autonomic, the non-visual, but it's not subtle. It is a plane. And then the ear part is like the environment coming in and out of her or ringing or tuning her.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought of yourself as those three aspects, you would not get stuck in linear thinking about your health. You wouldn't emphasize cycles
mm-hmm.
so much.
Yeah, and it's we're asking kind of the mind, the thought, to think all these three things, which is kind of taking it out of itself.
Which is why we don't like the Thompson Quadrant anyway. Let's get it simpler than this. This will make your job a lot easier, Carolyn. The well are fixing to get weller than they've ever been well, ever, ever, ever. Almost impervious to everything. The sick are fixing to get so sick that you'll be sick of the sickly being restrictingly sick all over you.
Did you say we would get sick of the sickness of
they.
Others?
Yes,
well.
They would get sick of being sick. There'd be so much sick that you'd get sick of seeing the sick. And
yeah.
So you'll separate yourself from the sick, and after a little while, you'll become a well doctor instead of a sick doctor. You'll have well call instead of sick call.
Wouldn't a well call would be explaining to somebody why you keep taking the drops?
No, the well call would then explain to them that the reason that they're not ill is because they're doing well.
Why would she even have to tell them that? Wouldn't they know that?
Well, we have no idea, Bob. We've told you how to ascend, and now you ask what ascension is. So we'd say, wow, how magically, anomalously, vulgarly simple it is. And then you make a seminar or a symposium making analogs of all these digitized words that they listen to over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and then decide that the problem is they have too much candida.
Yeah, Carolyn can't sit still. She always has to be doing things. That's her
great fault. That's beautiful.
Great
that's
fault.
What she do. That's what she. That's her blessing.
Her great
her
fault.
Curse, and we think
well,
it's
I see what she's doing is what you were just saying. You didn't understand why humans did it. She does that.
No, but the radio show will continue to go on, but we'll have well people calling up and just reveling in their wellness, like when you buy something, you keep reading the ads to reinforce how wonderful you are for buying it.